It's time for our weekly chat with Rich Copley of the Lexington Herald Leader for a look at this weekend's arts and cultural activities. Rich, let's begin with Festival of the Bluegrass. It's opening at the Kentucky Horse Park, probably a bittersweet year for organizers this year.
It is going to be kind of bittersweet, I think, for a lot of people connected with the festival. It's going to be the first year that the Festival of the Bluegrass has happened without Jean Coronet, who, along with her husband, co-founded the festival now well over 40 years ago, and has really been, you know, one of the guiding spirits of it. Bluegrass music is, I think, a really interesting format in that, you know, a lot of music that is centered around festivals often skews really young and doesn't necessarily, you know, honor a wide age range very well. But in bluegrass, you know, you definitely have a younger crowd that looks up to the older crowd, and there's a good relationship there. And, you know, certainly I think you saw that in the Festival of the Bluegrass and the honor that's been paid to the cornets over the years, you know, even as they have handed running the festival off to their grandson Roy and his wife Anna Marie. You know, it's still very much a family thing, and you know, there's a tremendous amount of respect for what they've built there. You know, so that will be a storyline of the weekend, though certainly it's another big weekend of bluegrass out at the Horse Park, and, you know, bringing in some real familiar faces such as Seldom Seen and Third Time Out, along with, you know, new acts like Adkins and Loudermilk, who will be playing out there this weekend for the first time. So, you know, it's always a major event, you know, a bluegrass festival in the bluegrass.
Moving on to the theater stage, it's the debut of a new theater outfit, the After Culture Theater. Tell us about them.
This is one of those things where I think, you know, we'll have to see it in practice to see what it's actually like. After Culture Theater is a new theater troupe that's formed in Lexington, and they're performing at an event space on the second floor of Shakespeare and Company downtown at the corner of Broadway and Short Street. And they're doing Jean-Paul Sartre's No Exit, which is a, you know, a great piece of existential theater. And they're doing it in an immersive style where they say they don't want the audience to be passive observers. They want them to be active participants in what's going on in the show. So they're, you know, invited to be on the set and look around and maybe even interact with characters. You know, it sounds kind of interesting. And like I said, I don't know that you'll, you know, really know how exactly this plays out until, you know, you see it happen. It is a format that has been tried in larger cities and has had some success, and the directors of the company say they really want to try to bring that flavor here to Lexington with this new company.
I'm just curious, because you mentioned the second floor of Shakespeare and Company. Are there a lot of performances taking place there? I didn't even know there was a space there.
You know, I, until now, was kind of unaware myself. So I am, if they have been, the publicity has not gone across our desk. So that'll be also interesting to see what is there and how that can kind of work into it.
Finally, it's time for a grand night for singing at the Singletary Center, the annual Town and Gown Show Tune Review. Tell us about that.
Well, it's become, you know, an annual event now for well over 20 years. And it, you know, it's interesting. It used to be very themed, you know, for in its beginning, it was very targeted that it had to be Broadway show tunes. And then they broadened out to movie music also. And then, you know, then I think they brought a little bit of pop in too. You know, it still is very skilled singing. And like I said, it's a town and gown affair between a lot of talented folks who live here in Lexington, and students at the UK Opera Theater are also big participants in it. And just, you know, gives the local audience a chance to hear a real wide variety of music, from time-honored classics to, you know, they're also pretty conscientious about trying to get tunes from recent Broadway shows and other productions in there. Like I said, they used to be really themed. You know, you would have like a focus for the event. And in recent years, I think they've really gone more toward just trying to determine what fits best with the talent that they have available. And so, you know, each year, though, it turns out to be, you know, quite a show with, you know, huge production numbers that involve the whole cast down to, you know, really great solos and ensembles.
Rich Copley covers arts and culture for the Lexington Herald-Leader and Lexco.com. Rich, thank you so much.
Thank you.